All right, Penny, we have to go now. Say goodbye to these nice people.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Miss Gordon, wait.
Yes?
We couldn't help but notice all those bruises on Penny's back.
Oh, those. Penny's at the awkward age. She's always falling down. Isn't that true, dear? Didn't you fall down?
One time I fell out of the tree and I landed on my pussycat and, I squished him.
That pussycat sure leads a tough life.
What about the burn on her arm?
I told him I bumped into a stove, Mama.
You know, I have told Penny a dozen times to stay away from that stove, but she...
That stove should be locked up before it kills somebody.
Thank you for having Penny over.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Isn't it true, dear? Didn't you fall down? Who does that sucker think she's fooling?
Yeah, she fell. Her mother helped her down.
Oh, wait a minute, JJ. Why are you accusing her mother?
What?
I mean, maybe Penny's telling the truth.
Yeah, maybe Andrew Young's afraid to open his mouth.
JJ, we have no proof. Penny said she fell.
You say you fell down, too, if your mother was Muhammad Ali.
Oh, that poor child. Black is beautiful, but not when it's black and blue.
Yeah, it's tough enough living in the ghetto when you're in one piece.
JJ, I read that child abuse doesn't only happen in the ghetto. I mean, rich parents abuse their kids too, you know.
Yeah, but rich people don't have to do the beating. They get their chauffeurs to do it for them.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, big man, how's the carnival going?
Oh, great.
Did you get the chairs from Ferguson's mortuary?
Nah, Thelma. Mr. Ferguson rented them out last night for a Weight Watchers meeting. And today they're all being glued back together again.
Well, leave it to that Ferguson to turn a quick buck.
Crash, why don't you try the church? Let's borrow some chairs.
Yeah. You know, Wilona, I never realized there'd be so many problems in putting a carnival together. Do you know the prizes haven't come yet, and the guy we hired as the security guard is in the slammer?
Why?
Well, he got arrested for writing obscene words on school property.
That's terrible.
I know. He misspelled two of them.
Petty problems, Miguel. Petty problems. Now, if you have any executive emergencies, feel free to call on me.
All right. I'm calling on you now, brother. Here are two tickets, so give me $2.
Me? The brother of the chairman of the festival has to pay to get in?
Today, please.
That's like one of the Ringling Brothers having to pay to get in the circus.
Come on, JJ, it's for charity, and the money goes to buy books for the school library.
Thank you.
All right, all right. Thelma, pay the man.
Thank you, Brother Jay. Hey, Thelma, you about ready for that kissing booth?
Yep, got my lips and my lip gloss, but... Well, Michael, you didn't tell me how much you want me to sell my kisses for.
Thelma, be ready to make change of a dime.
You know something? If you were in there, it wouldn't be a kissing booth. It'd be a house of horrors, you ugly monster.
Referee, Wilona calls it a draw. Okay, move.
Nah.
Move.
Where's Penny? Her mother came and picked her up.
I just hope she's too beat to beat on her anymore.
Beat on her? You mean her mother does that to her?
Yeah. No. We didn't actually see it, but I'm sure she did.
Oh, well, then you're talking about alleged child beating.
Here's the way it comes down, Michael. The alleged mama took her alleged fist and hit the little kid's alleged back. And left a mess of alleged bruises that were legibly clear.
See who that is.
All right.
Thelma's too lazy to move.
All alone.
It's nobody, just Bookman.
Okay, folks, so just stand there, give me a hand.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very funny, very funny. Okay, I got a delivery here for Michael Evans.
Oh, good. These are the prizes for the carnival games.
Hold that bugger. I got a tip for you.
Hey, I couldn't possibly accept a tip.
Here's a tip. Go to Michael's school carnival tomorrow.
Here's a ticket. Give me a dollar, Bookman. Thank you.
I don't believe it. Y'all done tricked me again.
Oh, no, we didn't trick you, honey. Thank you for the dollar, sucker.
Annalisa's so cute.
Hey, thanks, Thelma.
Hey, wait a minute. Now, this ticket says come in costume. What am I supposed to do about a costume?
Hey, Bookman, just grab a basketball and come as the Harlem Globetrotter.
When your mother comes back off a honeymoon and found my favorite tenants out in the street.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Bookman is a whole lot of mouth.
Hey, y'all gonna have any sweet potato pie at the carnival?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I better count these teddy bears. Knowing Bookman, he probably ate one.
You know, well, I want to be extra special for the carnival. What should I wear?
Try wearing a paper sack over your head.
Why don't you try?
You got
shutting
up. Your mom,
you give me sick.
Get out of here, yo. Banana head. Just keep on moving. Yo, chihuahua face.
Hey, JJ, man, I gotta check inventory to see if all the prizes are here. Wanna count teddy bears?
Michael, I said I would help you with executive emergencies. Now, if the word ever got out I was helping you count teddy bears, I lose my seniority at the water cooler.
Hi, Penny.
I forgot my costume.
Oh, here it is.
Hey, where'd you get all those teddy bears?
Oh, would you like one?
Yeah.
They're for the carnival. What's so funny?
This teddy bear looks just like JJ.
Let me see that.
See? It's got JJ's eyes.
No, it doesn't.
It's got JJ's smile.
No, it doesn't.
And feel here. It's all fuzzy between the ears.
Now you're talking about JJ.
Thank you, Michael.
I like you too, Penny. Hey, you know, I got a great idea for something we can both do together in the carnival. Why don't we pretend we're Sonny and Cher?
You mean we're gonna get a divorce?
No, Penny. We're gonna do what they do on TV.
Oh, I've been watching Sonny and Cher ever since I was a kid.
Oh, yeah? Well, Cher, how would you like to sing with the world's greatest Italian lover?
I'd love to, Sonny. But Dean Martin isn't available.
Miss Sylvia, and we don't know what find out till we grow.
Well, I don't know if all that's true. You got me, and baby, baby, I got you. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you.
Cute, Sonny. Gritty, but cute.
Sis, you're gonna knock them dead.
All right, Michael, that's gonna cost you. The kissing booth just opened.
Well, I can't say it wasn't worth it. Here's my dime. Can I have my change, please?
Oh, where's JJ?
He's still in the bathroom. I'll get him. Hey, JJ, man, come on out of there. I got a million and one things to do at the carnival. And don't forget, we gotta pick up Penny.
Now, in a minute, Michael!
All right. What is that?
I think it's a UFO. Unidentified fool object.
I am Captain JJ from the planet Ghetto. I'm straight as an arrow and right on course. Don't mess with me, because I am known as the Force.
I read the past, I read the future, and I accept all presents.
Molly, you look great. You
thank you,
do.
My darling. You're such a gypsy in my soul food. Hey, JJ. Why are you the only one here not dressed in a costume? Oh, I get it. You're going as a gumball machine.
The boss don't get moving, we're gonna be late.
Yeah, don't forget we gotta pick up Penny.
Lady,
yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
I tell you.
Penny!
Hey, baby. What happened? Oh, my God. Mother's broken her arm.
Room number 4. The doctor will be right with you.
Oh,
a doctor?
Well, have a seat and fill this out.
You have to see a doctor right away.
Well, whatever's wrong with him, he's gonna have to wait his turn.
It's not me, it's the little girl.
Well, have a seat and fill out the form.
It's an emergency. Her arm might be broken.
Lady, these patients aren't here for a cocktail party. They're all emergencies.
Let me handle this. Hello there, Mama.
Wait your turn.
Obviously, you have no concept of who you dialoguing with here. I am J.J. Evans. M.D.
Doctor of medicine?
No, Dazzler of Mademoiselle. How would you like me to introduce you to paradise tonight?
And how would you like me to introduce you to a tongue depressor right now?
I hope your dog dies. Come on, Alona, let's fill out the forms here.
What's the matter, Sonny? Did your spaceship crash?
What is wrong with the little girl?
It's her arm. She's been beaten.
Honey, mind you, what's the...
You can let the little girl have my turn.
I'm sorry, I can't do that. You know, rules are rules.
Idiota, que reglas y que reglas.
What's that supposed to mean?
Let's just say that means to hell with the rules.
Si, bestia.
All right, the doctor will see you now. Just the gypsy and a kid here.
Hello there, sweetheart. What's your name?
Alona Woods.
No, I met the little girl.
Penny.
Penny? That's a nice name. I'm Dr. Blake. Here, let me take that. Why don't you sit up here on this... table so we can have a look at that arm. How'd it happen?
I fell off my skateboard.
Penny, you know that's not what happened at all.
No, Mother, let Penny tell me.
I'm not a mother. I'm Alona Woods, the neighbor. Doctor, this child has been beaten.
Is that true, Penny?
I fell off my skateboard.
Penny!
Does it hurt you when I do this?
A little.
Can you wiggle your fingers like this? Good, good. Now, let me see you make a fist. Good. How about bending your elbow? Mm-hmm. Fine, fine. Well, I'm pretty certain it's not broken. But just to be sure, we'll take an x-ray. Of course, we're gonna need a parent's permission.
Well, she only has a mother. And her mother's the one that did this to her.
Look, I see children with bruises all day long. They fall off skateboards, swings, monkey bars. You know how it is. Falling down is part of growing up.
Oh, no, doctor, look, if you don't believe me, take a look at the child's back. I mean, look at her arm.
Have a mother make an appointment.
Doctor, what does it take to get through to you? I just told you the child was abused. Do something about it, Negro.
Now, look at here, Mama. Don't come flapping at me. As a doctor, I am compelled by law to report every case of child abuse. So don't come in here telling me about what I already know better than you.
If you gotta make a report, report it.
Can you prove that this is child abuse?
Hey, look, these marks here are not tattoos.
Did you see how they got there?
Well, no.
Then I heard all the fat mouth from you I wanna hear. You didn't see the child get beaten, and neither did I. Do you know how difficult it is to prove child abuse in court? I'm a doctor, not a lawyer.
And you're also a creep.
Good day, Miss Woods.
Come on, Penny. You want my professional opinion? You better get yourself a heart transplant, because, baby, you need one.
Mom,
Penny, if you don't tell us the truth, we can't help you, honey.
Yeah, well, Lona is right, Penny. You got to tell it like it is.
Okay, I will. These cookies are stale.
JJ, help.
She's right, Willona. These cookies are stale.
JJ!
That's right, Penny. You gotta be straight with us now. You didn't fall off your skateboard, did you?
JJ, I'll tell you the truth. But it's only because I love you. I didn't fall off my skateboard. What really happened was that I went... I guess I better tell you later.
Is, officer. That's the woman that kidnapped my child.
Kidnapped?
Yes.
What the hell are you talking about?
Look here, officer. On behalf of my neighbor, I demand an explanation.
Shut up, you.
It's a good enough explanation for me.
Miss Woods, we have witnesses that saw you take the child somewhere.
Without my permission.
Well, the truth is, officer, I took the child to the doctor because the mother here almost broke her arm.
How dare you accuse me?
Oh, you don't have to believe me. Ask Penny.
Penny, honey, I never touched you, did I?
No, Mama.
There, you see?
Come on, officer. That woman has been abusing that child.
Now, wait a minute. Did you actually see her do it?
Well, no. But look at the child's back.
Lady, look. I'm just a cop on a beat, not a doctor.
Listen, maybe if you stop meddling in my
business, I'm not giving my
business. Okay, boy, hell with both of you. Now, look, if this happens again, I'm going to have to run you in, okay?
Come on, Penny.
Look here, officer. I think I can clarify this whole situation.
You can't clarify that outfit you're wearing.
Yeah, but look, officer, see what actually happened.
Just shut up. One more word out of you, I'm going to have to arrest you for trying to impersonate a Twinkie.
Well, that cop is lucky he left when he did.
I can't believe that woman. I mean, accusing me of kidnapping Penny. And the people I thought we could depend on, like the police and the doctors, they're sweeping the whole mess under the rug.
Yeah, and the rug keeps getting lumpier.
Cello. Oh, Willona, it's for you.
Hello? Dr. Blake.
Miss Woods, ever since you left the office, I've been thinking about you.
Oh, well, isn't that a coincidence? I haven't been thinking about you at all.
Yeah, I deserve that cold shot. But look, doctors get tired, too. We're busy, we're pressured. Sometimes we get more than we can handle.
Oh, maybe I was a little rough on you myself.
No, you were right. You said some things that got next to me. So I called the police, who referred me to the State Department of Children and Family Services. They're sending a social worker over to talk to you.
Oh, doctor, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. JJ, guess what? Penny's gonna finally get some help.
Hey, how's Penny?
She'll be okay when the social worker gets here.
Oh, that's good. But you know, it's too bad she missed the carnival. We raised over $360 for the new library books.
That's nice. I wonder what's happening to Penny right now.
Well, maybe I should go down there and see what's happening.
Oh, you think Miss Gordon is gonna let you in?
If she don't, I'm gonna knock down the door.
And if you can't, you can always use your body to pick the lock.
Elma, how much money did you have to give in refunds at the kitchen booth?
Where is that social worker?
Oh, Willona, please don't worry. She'll be here.
You're right, honey. I'm just so worried about Penny. Hey, Gramps, what's in the box?
Hmm? Oh, Willona, these are leftovers from the carnival.
Oh, great, because I'm hungry.
Well, 22 bowls with a goldfish in each.
And I'm not that hungry.
I'll get it.
Miss Woods?
That's me.
I'm Mrs. Carpenter from the Department of Children and Family Services.
Oh, I thought you'd never get here. Come on.
Oh, you reported a case of child abuse?
Yes, I did. This is the Evans family.
Yeah, I'll take you to where Penny lives.
Oh, no. First, I need some information. Now, Dr. Blake, he told me that I could get that from you.
Well, the information you need is on the child's back, and we're wasting time.
I do have to fill out these forms. Oh, Could I have a glass of water, please? I've been asking questions all day long, and my throat is dry. Mm. Oh, on the rocks? Oh. Now, what is the full name of the complainant?
The who? Oh, the complainant, me, Wilona Woods.
Is that Miss, Mrs., or Ms.?
Honey, take your pick. Now, can we go?
What? Miss, Mrs., or Ms. Woods? I mean, this complaint goes to the court. I must fill it out. Oh, thank you. Middle initial?
None.
And this is where you live?
Yes.
But I did ask for a little ice.
Hey, look here, woman. You can sit up here and suck up Lake Michigan. Penny's hurting. Let's hustle our butts on over there.
Right. I really think that we should hustle our
Let's hustle our butts, woman. Come on. Yeah, here's where Penny and her mother live.
Hey, what's happening here? Where's Penny and her mother?
It's gone.
Gone?
Yeah, she packed up and took the kid with her.
J.D., what's gonna happen to her now?